beginning to the end. As you minister to God, as you enter yourself in the presence of God, as you suck the surrender, be convicted, all that happens, when all those things happen, and there's unity in the church, you know what happens? You in the worship, there will be a powerful outpouring of God. Powerful outpouring. And I want you to know, if there is even one disconnection, if there is even one heart that is disconnected, you will not align for the power of God to come. In mercy, he may do it. But yet, as he knows yours, if there is a slightest of something called it, the power of God shall not be necessary. Your people are faith. And I tell you, the gathering of the church is the most powerful gathering on the earth. Being even small, yes, or long, we get a lot of people around. Even if it is small, if the church gathers together in oneness, I tell you, we can draw the power of God in our midst. And if you come to your midst, can you imagine what it will be during the week? Can you imagine the influence you will have upon the people during the week? There is something when people come together. But let Moses bring all the congregation of Israel, both adults and children. Not want the children to be there. They came with all the people. God loves the assembly of the saints. God loves it when people of God come together. So I need you to know that your coming together makes a very powerful difference in heaven. I need you to know that your Sunday participation is, has to do with identifying yourself as the local church. That automatically identifies you with the universal church of Jesus Christ. If you do not identify yourself with the local church, then you do not identify yourself with the universal church. And in that case, technically, you are on dangerous ground. And you are exposed to the most dangerous, most killing, most irritating beings that I have known. It is dangerous to dwell outside the court of God. It is dangerous to dwell outside the gate of the church. You know why the Bible says, the gate of hell shall never prevail against the church of? Where the church stops, hell begins. Can you repeat this please? Where the church stops, hell begins. So if you're not in the church, you're as good as him. Something the devil would like to make your weak royal hell. Amen. How do you tell that, huh? Some weeks, a devil, exactly, have I identified myself with the local church. I'm not talking about this alone. I'm not talking about the life of my church. I'm talking about a church that you give your allegiance to. He says, Pastor, I will live and die for my church. I'm committed to you as the church. I'm 100% submitted to you in the church. My allegiance is to this church as it serves God. I may have been there. You may not like my face. There are many things that make me happy, but allegiance doesn't have anything to do with that. It's between you and God. I have served other people who I have not able to accept. They are not theologically wrong. They are very human to me. But yes, I chose. And I decided, Lord, this is my church, this is my family. I'm going to stick with it through the bad and the good. Every time the spirit cannot flow. Alright, this is my mistake. It could be somebody who is in this crowd. But when the spirit does not flow, I will not leap and run. I will get on my knees and sacrifice. When the spirit stops to flow, I will get on my knees and start to pray. And I will vision. Something times in the borderland, one time they say, there should be the strength in you to get up and go and hold that card and to find a finger. I'm trying to tell you the dynamics about your heart. There is no use defining fingers at each other, but it is better to get on your knees and pray, get up and stand in the gap and hold it. Church will function in its full power when every member of that body works in unison. It is perfect coordination. Church will function in transformation when every member of that body aligns itself to the purpose of God. Church will function in intact community when the power of God is growing and it becomes a channel of power in the community. I long to see a church that is influencing community. People around here will know something's happening. Some people, some business person, some gentleman who came to the home of God. I have to visit with him for some time and talk to him. And he was saying, you know, he finished the treatment with doctor, a homeopathic doctor, and then he asked, I would like to make a statement for him. And our doctor said, it's real problem. He went, his jaw dropped, and he said, what do you mean? He talked to me later. What do you mean it's real problem? There's nothing that you can talk to me. He said, I want to help you from here. Then we started to talk about Michigan, and we talked about the city. But when we tell him about the reason why we do it, about story, and so we talk. But can you see church impacting the community? You know what? Just because I feel that it's not going to work, I would like every single person in this room to start to understand that if our church does not impact the community, if the church does not impact the neighborhood, then it is not a church at all. It is not a church at all. Can I just take a year? I'd love to be share that.
Not the fire last night. You're still in the fire.
The other thing that I'd like you all to discuss with me is to bring in a spirit of strength to the church. The church will thrive only when it starts to depend on God collectively, completely. The church will start to rise up as we wait on God, as the church we wait on God. That's why I'm asking all of you, sanctify and come for your knowledge. It's a time we can wait on God. It's a time we can observe the scriptures, wait on God. And we get to know each other, and we're going to stay together for 5 days. We're going to stay together for 5 days. You see, I'm too covered there. And many of you, as possible, I would like you to participate. Now, children, they make some money. But you know what? Children are never a difficulty to us. Children are never a difficulty to us because the Bible says, empty, good, and perfect, take drunk bread. This is God. And there can never be a hindrance of what God wants you to do in your life. So never be our children a hindrance. But we say, Lord, thank you for our children, and we're going to do what is required. I want to find it. I don't know how it's going to be. But you know, the day is going on that road. So I want our church to start working. It's not easy. What happens in prayer? Why me? Why what is difficulty in prayer? I got to take my confidence from my ability and put it on God's ability. It's not possible. I will hold. Stop. I just can't do it. But every time God wants to pull you out of your ability and make him depend, make us depend on his ability, right? He will tell you, George, stop depending on yourself, start depending on me. If I choose to obey, fine. God the fire on. And let it begin. Just like it's in the light, when you represent the reference of what you were talking, those who missed last week. The last one, of course, is plenty to write. We talked about this, most of this, of what you spoke last week was in regarding this word.
Does that mean that God is going to give you everything?
No! You were not born in any day after you go to the bank. Amazing day to bring the debtor. Bring the peace to the debtor. Amazing way that God brings contentment into their life. He puts the fire on. We start depending on our confidence. We start depending on God. And suddenly, when you start depending on God, when you start believing on God, when you start relying on God, you like amazing. It's amazing, isn't it? That the fire has been turned on for some days to come. I want to read it to you in the message for me. Consider it a sheer gift, friends. When tests and challenges come at you from all sides, you know that under pressure your faith life is forced into the open and shows its true colors. God also wants to bring what is on the inside on the outside. God wants to bring what's on the inside of the outside. When God takes you through ordeals, when God takes you through difficult circumstances, all many stuff that's stuck inside, that is blocking the channel of the Christian spirit of God is to do, God is going to flush that out and bring it on the outside. Amen.
Amen.
Lord, let it come out.
Amen.
And I want it to come out, Lord. I want the Spirit of God to move to me and cause me to rise up and fulfill God's purpose. So Lord, let the fire come on.
Amen.
My pastor from the again, he told the parents, it's good for me. So don't try to check out of anything prematurely. God puts the fire on, then you say, Lord, God, it's burning, it's burning, I can't take a thing. By the way, you can stop it anytime you want. You can compromise. And you can get out. You'll be half old. Anybody else half eaten up? Have your wife tell you half cooked stuff? Have you gone to a hotel and you had something and you just passed it? You put it in the chicken and it's a bit half raw, it's got a very rubbery taste. Half cooked. Is half cooked good?
No.
But you know what? Churches are filled with people who are half cooked. With pastors that are. I'm not going to name you, I'm not going to keep my the pastor that how good, because we turn off the fire prematurely. We choose to put off the fire. And I'll tell you something, I'm going to hit back at the theology again. There is a theology that exists that avoids suffering totally. There is a theology that is being preached in churches today that chooses to blind out suffering. They say, you're a guide, no more. If that is true, then Paul is an idiot, and James is an idiot, and this scripture needs to be cut off in your any of you, if you choose to believe that you are, I tell you, take your pen right now, and come to put it off. Write it off. Cut it off if these passages are true. I challenge any one of you, if that what I am preaching to you today is not from God, and if this is not true, tell them to read out your Bible, because it's a lie. And if this is a lie, then all that Paul and James wrote is a lie. They're all of your New Testament. And if what Paul and James told is a lie, then what James Jesus told is a lie too. Take up your cross and follow me. You see that? What is this cross? What is this cross? Is it a cross if you're down here? Is this cross that you're talking about every day that you go to it, you press a button, suddenly money comes out in an ATM? pull out the New Testament right now and read. And all you have is Old Testament. And the best part is, you get rid of Martha. Because the story of John. And you know what? As I was preparing for this, I figured if I had to finish this message, I had to take every single line in the Bible and tell you about how they suffered. Every single people of God in the Bible that God tells us went through systematic suffering. By which they built a nation. By which character was built. And by which their eyes opened to a hope. A glorious hope. Because of which they were ready to die for their faith. The gospel record stops much before AD 70. When Titus destroyed Jerusalem. And we have records that show you that much. You can come over. And you can see now, as he goes to take you, she takes you to this. What happens? One is about a control. You must remember, the canon of scriptures was closed somewhere in the 300s. The church fathers at that time decided that this would be what is required. But then there are documents, legitimate documents, that explain what happened after, which you have been brought home.
Anything could be done. That's one of the reasons why it happens. Some people took advantage. like, I am a member, I don't like him, I don't like that person. Even if I am just affecting, I just want to ask the like, or I'm holding the place. I guess, like, if this person sees your property or sees your place, it's bad. If the government has a policy that the person who came and gave the complaint, he would be given a letter report. So if my daughter is running, the best thing to do is, so say that the person who is in some other activity. So there's a lot of, this is also one of the reasons why there is a lot of rampant violence against the religious administration. And the government is the biggest part, see, they don't hear the consequences of the whole world totally unified because of their belief in their medical laws. Every government has to believe in all those laws, and the emperors are also considered part of the law. So if you do not worship those gods, that is the emperors and also the followers and Diana and everything, the people believe you are not unified, you are not working towards the well-being of the state. Naturally, you are seeing an effect. You are working against the well-being of the state. So, is this like, you know, like, this is like today is Sunday for folks, so, and you have been asked, what is the answer about? Say something to the answer about? What is this to the answer? And then it is, or the believers are that actually going hard. It is seen like today is Sunday for folks. It is a very serious matter. So, imagine the other things that the common man saw in that, okay? There are a bunch of people who, because there are a lot of things, they are very difficulty. Not so many people are allowed in their meetings. This is so long there is something pressure on. Somebody says they are eating butter on them. Somebody is not in their meeting. Okay, some, these crazy people are saying, then they said that they may not order a baby in their meeting. And people have all that dream. Because they have some problems with some of that society. Okay, and then some criminal died long back of these people and generated them. And all these kind of things, they are very, this is a very, very, the Muslims are very particular about their tradition. So there is a group of people who are not following any of these. There are philosophers of the Greek and Roman people, they are trying mind, theological analysis of this. They use their mind, very brilliant, clever, thinking people. For them, Christianity was the truth is that they were Christian. And so they had a concept, a very low regard to them. And they couldn't believe things like, you know, God had anybody. They believed that God, you know, they were invisible. They cannot be, they cannot have, they are not like us. So they were all just, you know, Christians. The resurrection, they think was only by sacrament. In the Roman world, they were not given any value. So if God came to earth and really he was God, he would have substantiated it by them seeing him, not by women seeing him. And like I said, they believe the Lord is tradition. This is just one statement here that gives you an idea of how they're going through the Roman mind at that time. They consider Christian a fire because he says, no, he is God. He fires a gift. It is very funny, but they believe in only God, and here are the bunch of Christians who think that the criminal was a master. It is similar. And they say, these have apostatized the concept of our ancestors, who is every nation and city is the same. So here are a group of blasphemers who need to be destroyed, because if we allow them to go on like this, this history or this national calamity will fall upon us. Our nation will fall into pieces, you know. So the people come against us from the God. And they consider them as fighters. Here this is actually one of the graffiti that was found. There is a man called Alexander, he is worshipping his God, that is Jesus. And the first they have what this depicts is they're showing like the fullness of the believing in a Christian who died on the cross. The rock is there on the cross there. That is what they say. This is what the Christian Here, you can see the video of how they experience all the things, how they were love for the satire is actually consistent with the religious satire, Jesus will know the government of the satire. The only purpose of this satire is actually that it is wrong. Also, I will be reading about the family. But there were 10 ways of persecution. The reason I'm showing you this is because it has all these ways of persecution and different Roman emperors. You see, a lot of emperors they came up, most of them were very violent men. And Rome was at the peak of its glory at that time. There was a lot of violence that was about. The Roman emperor believed in enjoy your life maximum. That is what all of their thoughts were like. The God of love, and the God of this, and the God of that, and they really touched their religious aspects, their literally feasts of love, and all of these. And they also thought it very difficult to get challenged by certain lines of morality or you know, so their way was higher. Like the name was Sicilian life, he murdered his parents, took their mothers, I think his mom had murdered his father, his mom married three more mothers, all of them he murdered. He became king, he murdered his father, his sister, he murdered his brother. These were very violent men. And the first persecution that breaks out really badly is under Nero. And then you have all these other sisters and brothers that I mentioned. We'll be going through next week. One of the stories is a particular story. The stories are constituted in the lives of the people. And these are all the different periods. And finally, the last one is the severe, the most severe, the third grade persecution for some 20-25 years, complete under the Galerius. So we will just keep going. I'll just be taking one of the stories under each one. Okay, just briefly, persecuted under Nero, they were put to death, made to serve as objects of the revolution, they were clad in the finest of beasts, and forced to death by God. Now look at this guy, he doesn't just go and execute them, he has absolute pleasure to live. He has open heart, he found very creative ways of doctrine death. One of the ways that they invented over here is he had the brass, the skin of animals, and had dogs that grew for them to be thrown to death. Others they crucified, others set on fire, so to illuminate the night when they were asleep. Now, Nero had these massive garden parties in his palace, and for these garden parties, naturally, he needed the glass. You don't have like clay or glass. So they used to have these fire glowing glass over there. And Nero actually had people who were to be the speaker. He had the brass in four parts and put up on stage. So here is a totally alive person. The brass that is gold in molten car, which is fine on the board here, molten car, and then stuck with big straw and big light fire. And he put up and so many of them all around the garden palace, around the garden. And then the facility started being just a set on fire. So it has the people who come for the party, for a joy. They are looking and seeing the scenes of these people who are dying. And he really is there. And there are many among them who enjoy, but there was an outcry to come among the women people to stop this man. Because they began to realize, you know, yeah, these people are crazy, they are against us, but you know, this is too much, we can't handle it. Just give you an idea. Here you can see the Roman. These are just artist discussions. You can see the forest. Most of the people there are there. You can see this in all the forest photographs of the Asian artist discussions. You can see these star-like human beings. You see like that. Under emperor position. Now this guy, he required that the subject to offer himself to himself. And God has all offered himself to me. Naturally, the religious immediately became opposed. Because now that they wanted to be opposed, so they were fully supposed to do that. And it was doing this way that John, Apostle John, was exiled to that. He exiled a lot of people, one among them is John. And it was during this time that he gave the source of revelation for the Apostle. And he executed the whole family. please have an exercise with the many others. Don't fall under the direction that there is no attachment to the cross, but it marks on the honorable and the exile of the constitution of the party, and yet he established himself as a successor of Nero in his nature and operation property. He was a very, ardent, competitor for the first Nero, for his story, almost nothing. Okay. Mm-hmm. Come to address the basic implications of Antioch. There is a tradition, first tradition that says Ignatius was one of the 11 children of Jesus from Black. When Jesus was, when he was 11 to the company, they first history says he was one of those children. They first history says John, he was a disciple of God. And the next person who was able to study was Polycarp, he was also one of the disciples of God. Now, Ignatius is like Paul and Peter. There is a story
Gracias.
only. So this was what the tradition all of, that God would not allow anything to happen to us without knowing and we love. And in this, all the hearted of the blessed and noble, who could not admire their honor, their taste, their love for the Lord? They were rich to stress to their base, they were having their hope. Yet living, what they could have so living. And still enjoy faith in ease, while even though they could buy, by the way. They had such courage that none of them let out a sigh or a groan. Only that when they suffered such problems, they were asking for their body. Now, this is what we need in the body. So they asked for the body and then the Lord. They lifted up. Because that was the extent of the suffering they were going through. Or rather that the Lord should buy them and come to them. The fire of their savage execution appeared true to them because they fixed their eyes on their escape from the eternal unsettled fire. And the good things from his post and gear. So slowly that we read in the diaries of the little people which are preserved in the place. They talk about just the night before they go to the tournament, the week before they are actually going into the execution. They talk about, you know, they hold on to promise, there was only one thing they hold on to, that is, you know, these things, that this fire that we have, or this beast that they could see, is only going to advance to you and get this condition. Okay. Good things promise, things which ear has not heard, the eye seen, or the human heart imagined, but there is nature that is offered. In the same way, those who have condemned the wife endure dreadful torture, kept up from death of flesh. Others have committed all kinds of torments, all in their deadest attempt to make their divine sight. Now, the heroic dramatists, now, these are all different, now, when they put the people into the arena, usually it was a group of people, the 10, 15, 20, 30 people that are together, in front of the arena. What they do is, in order to inspire fire, the fear, they really enjoy this. So, they were like I said, they were trying to be great, they were making it very effective. What is, they not that they want to kill people, they tell them, they repent, turn, people, believe their first. You know, there was something called a rebellion, that is the authority of the king. If they go to the authority, and it's a matter of what they enter, if they go to the authority, that's what happens. And there is something, and every part that you remember saying that, you have to talk to them. I can go, if I'm a believer, I can go to the authority, and the authority is really, give me a certificate, and tell me that I am, okay, for the public road and what is the certificate? When I go to the notary, they will be keeping some of the idols there. I must take a little interest in the city also kept there. I am offering to the Lord, clearly the Lord will find something and give it to me that I have offered in the city of the Lord. And then I get to the public office, because I have a little left, for a little left. Because there was that kind of money that I need. So the government did make some provisions. I'm not telling you to die. Even if you have slavery, believe that. Come along with us. We are all going to be brought together. The things we have, the relationships we have, they don't go down alone from ourselves. So in order to make the people really afraid of this change, for they put 35 people together and have one by one change them to the animals. So what will happen to the remaining 30 persons who are watching? They put so much fear into them that they may be trying to say, fine, I can't exist anymore, I'm going to die. And that's also really excellent. Back in society. So now here, there is a story of Polycarp, how he died. The story of Germanicus, who was a young man. The heroic Germanicus encouraged the weak and his own endurance. So here is a bunch of people who are afraid, who are standing and watching the arena, there is a lot of people all around. And Germanicus is there, he has stepped forward. He fought bravely to the wild animals, and the four powerful tribes were afraid of his walk and the way to the But then he said, that's good. Well, this is why you use that. Sir Jesus, you have one more, you have 24 years to live. He drew the wild beast toward his side and proposed it in order to escape no disease from the wicked world. He calls his enemies, some of the spectators cry out, thou art the atheist, that is supposed to go believe in the Roman God. And he said, yes, Polycarp was with him. Devil please. As Polycarp was being taken to the arena, this man was very old man. For 90 years, a voice came to him from heaven saying, we saw Polycarp, play the man. No one saw that spoken, but other brothers were with him further. When the crowd heard that Polycarp had been captured, there was an uproar. There is a story about one soldier who was running to the man and sent him to the place. Many times the signs of the soldiers are like, we came home to, you know, with our like taking off, but it wasn't the first time, David was back in the first place, and I played it, and I played it a lot, so I played it in my class. The program lasted another week of college, 45, the other session was, we tried to persuade him to apologize by saying, have respect for your own age. Then I tried to force him to take the respect and say, down to the basics. I thought, literally as a Christian, Jesus wanted to be the first day of the looking at that, he said, down to the basics.
He gave her a standing along with his husband. I think he had a great standing. After torturing in the chakra, the severe blood is taking all the things.
they asked me to help them for another program, and there was no class there, no lake that where we could walk, whether by night or by day, but all guys and men, they all kept crying out that if anyone should refuse to receive their bathroom restrictions, he must be a much bad for the world. These restrictions are carried literally off the country, but I am into that. But when they went to the civil war, it seems like they were studying the civil war, and they had a
you have to run, and you get the battle to the next person.
clearly a passion of each that is working. And if the passion has to reach, you will have laid out your life. Jesus said, greater blessing than this you will not have, for once laid down your life. I'm talking about persecution and suffering for the faith. I have not had a fraction of many nanofractions of what they have seen. I have not experienced it. I have used particular luxury, but I have never seen it. But can you see faith from a different perspective? We talk about faith for healing of a prosperity, but can you see faith get the passion to the next generation? People who said, it doesn't matter my child, it doesn't matter my property, it doesn't matter my parents, it doesn't matter anything, but my mission is to get the passion to the next generation. You know, they kill them by dozens, by thousands, by the 10,000, they kill them. But you know what? Can you hold your Bible out to heaven? Can you hold your Bible to heaven? This is special. You know why? Because it got to us. Because history was here with the blood of the martyrs. You have the Bible in your hand today because somebody died for it. Somebody died in their life's head. Somebody paid with their life and you can hear the gospel story. And I stand here. Thank you to God that God allowed me to come. They said, please do not take me out of this persecution. I need to end this because I've suffered enough. Now I want to meet my Savior. Really. And this Father, we thank you so much for this time. Thank you, Lord, that you are teaching us that triumph and joy and hope. That every trial that we face is a way that you are going to change us, transform us, bring in us change, bring in us patience, Lord, endurance. And I pray today, Lord, none of us, Lord, will be naturally a citizen of God. That we will stand for our faith. God, we look back today as we saw your patients who paid the price, Lord, with their lives. Who chose not to forgive you and their faith, but to hold on, Lord, even in the face of death. That they were passing at the body of the perfect you as they were born in the world. That they did not feel the pain as they were born because they were with you on the Lord. Lord, how beautiful, how wonderful the living world was. And then thank you, Lord, for the life of those people who lifted all that we may have in the life of Jesus Lord. That we may have the faith that is from above in our lives in the Lord. We stand together as a church in gratitude, Lord. To you who worked wonderfully in the days of God. And I pray, Father, that us as a church, that you will teach us, Lord, that the last that we are going to run. Lord, we do not know that we will face persecution as these people will. But Lord, Lord, I want to run this way. And I want to win this way. I want to fight the good fight. And Lord, I will stand before you. I will hear well done. Well done for the sake of God. Lord, I pray that you will give us the grace that we can take this battle and give it to the next person, Lord. I pray as we run this lap of our life, and as we end it, Lord, we can look back on the glory of the presence of our life, when you came down upon us, Lord God. We thank you for all the wonderful people we worship in our God, and perfect you, Lord, the wonderful people whose lives are not just offered in the future, but you have preserved it. In our jobs, Lord, that we can hear about it and bring worship to you, Lord. We thank you so much, Lord. We thank you for us as a church. We thank you, Lord, that you have blessed us with fellowship. We are blessed with every spiritual day. But Lord, even as we go out this week, Lord, let us be perfect sure. Let us be falling up and let us be patient. Who will declare our faith, Lord? Who will tell the people why we believe, what we believe, Lord? And Lord, without shyness, for I'm not ashamed of the gospel. And Lord, without fear, for your death is not here. I thank you, Lord, because you have caused us to be with you. We pray in the natural and precious name of our Lord and Savior. May the love of God, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. May God bless you. Have a wonderful time of fellowship. And we will get back next year to your father. For in the Lord's name.